Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We are keeping a close eye on weather this afternoon. We have had an extension of the tornado warning, again covering Cass, Henry, and the southeastern portion of Johnson County, Missouri.
I promise you we are monitoring this, and you know, trust me, you know, that if, and this is on the very edge of our listening area, and they are zoomed into that right now. I don't think they can even hear us. He's talking in Windsor. It looks like Leeton, Chilhowee.
The original time where that was set to expire was 5:15. That is still a 5:15 expiration in Johnson County, Missouri. But the other counties now, including Bates, Cass, and Henry, that extends till 5:45. And we're going to take a quick short break here for a message from our severe weather system. And we're back. As you heard, Bates, Cass, Henry, Johnson County, Missouri.
Yeah, this is down toward Clinton that they're talking about now. Creighton, yeah. Garden City, Missouri, Urich. We will continue to monitor.
Seeing a big bow.
Man, look at that.
From the storm just west of Creighton and another bow just west of Leeton.
You never want to see anything that looks like a reverse comma.
Yeah.
Honestly.
From the text line, man. All these Europeans are going to their pants with what's going on right now.
I had a friend of mine. Let me just read the text because we have so many friends from around the globe visiting our town. And she wrote, listen to this. This is what happened to me today. Clearly, I just saw someone from a foreign country driving a car because they were driving on the wrong side of the road. They barely miss being hit by the trolley.
Oh, my.
Good God. Love the World Cup, but remind people we drive on the other side of the street here.
Are we sure there was somebody from
I don't know,
else?
Dan. This could just be a run-of-the-mill person that probably needs to, like, put down the bottle.
Maybe a Florida man is visiting.
I told you the other day I saw a car with it was a United States plate. That's what. And I don't remember if Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, I just don't remember.
Yeah.
But I took a photo of it in traffic because the steering wheel was on the wrong side of the car. And when I was behind the car and looking straight ahead, it looked like there was no driver. So I was like, wait, what the hell's going on in front of me with this car?
RHD,
it was like an older,
drive.
It was like an older Corolla or something. It wasn't anything fancy.
Like a rural mail
yes.
delivery.
And then I look in there and the steering wheel and the man driving it was on the passenger side.
That's right.
And I asked, is this like a World Cup thing? And you guys were like, no, people pay money.
They're collector cars. That once they hit 25 years old, you can import them.
How do you turn left when you're driving on the right side of the car? That would drive me insane.
You turn the wheel to the left?
No, no, Dan.
And then to go right, Dan.
If you're in a double turn lane, you know what I'm talking about. And the steering wheel's on the wrong side of the car. I feel like I would smash into somebody on the left.
I do think it would take some serious getting used to just with the spacing of it. Because we don't realize how much of driving that we do without actually paying attention to.
Oh, it's like 99.9%. I've told you sometimes I just look up and I'm here at work and I'm like, don't remember much about getting here, but I know I drove here.
I don't know if we should be broadcasting.
I'm telling you, I don't like, and I'm perfectly sober. It's just, there's a word for it when you're on autopilot. And I don't mean the Tesla autopilot. I mean like you've done something so many times that you don't think about it. Like this show. I mean, I just kind of do it, right? You've done it so many. Someone asked me the other day, who writes down all the stuff you say? And I looked at them like they were from Mars. I go, what do you mean? And they said, well, do you have, like, who writes your scripts? I go, you've got to be kidding me. And they go, you don't do 4 hours without a script. And I go, you honestly think, first of all, anyone could write anything for 4 hours that I would read. I would never read it.
Yeah.
And number two, that it would sound normal if I was, well, today, Sam, hello, it is nice to see you today.
Nice to see you too, Dana.
Yes. Anyway, what's it called, the autopilot thing? You know what I'm talking about.
Yep, the term you're looking for, and it's very common among truckers, is called highway hypnosis. And it's the idea that you're driving, you're fully alert, you're paying attention to the road, but the way that those lines are passing you, the trees on the other side, you can look up and realize, wow, it's been 20 miles, 30
miles,
40 miles.
I have a shorter commute now. Dan, you have a longer commute. When I lived in Leawood minutes. And it was 25 minutes, 30 minutes to get here, I took the same road,
yeah,
row or null, straight north every single day. For, keep in mind, when I worked at Channel 5,
same
it was the
drive.
Same yeah. artery. I drove that for 13 plus 14 years. 27 years. And in all of that 27 years, 30 miles here, 30 miles back. So an hour a day, whatever an hour a day equates to for 27 years.
It's a lot of hours.
I'm just telling you, I just got on null and drove north. It wasn't something I thought about. It wasn't, you just do it.
I cannot get highway hypnosis driving to work because my path to work includes 75th Street.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
And there's like 748 cops on that street every single
yes.
day. And they're all taking radar.
Potholes and everything else, yeah. right? Right?
From the text line, can you imagine trying to shift a manual car with your left hand?
Oh, God. If you were on the wrong side.
Uh-huh. Right-hand drive manual.
Should be illegal. I tell you, most of us learned how to drive, my age and older, learned how to drive on a stick shift.
Yeah.
Is that an automatic or not automatic? What do they call that? I used to call it a stick. A manual.
A
Thank you.
A stick is manual.
Thank
yes.
you. So you would call it a manual. I called it a stick shift. Mm-hmm. If you popped me in one of those old cars today with a stick shift, I think on the first try, legitimately, I could reverse it. I could get it into first gear, second, third, straight down to fourth.
Muscle memory with the clutch.
And I know some cars still have that.
Well, and newer clutches are a lot more forgiving, too, because they have electronic clutches, not to go all nerdy about vehicles. But, man, the real test of the ability to drive a stick shift was back in the
on
day
a hill,
when it was
on
purely
an uphill. Yep,
a true manual clutch where there was no forgiveness from the electronic transmission.
And then you remember the noise it would make if you, if you did it wrong. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.